here's a story from The World.
We begin in Turkey, which is set next week to host historic Afghan peace talks. Those talks may also map out how Afghanistan will be governed once U.S. troops leave. It's actually still unclear if the Taliban will join the talks, but for some Afghans exiled in Turkey, the news that Taliban officials may come to town stirs lots of emotions. The World's Shirin Jafari has our story from Istanbul.
The neighborhood of Zeytinburnu in Istanbul is like a mini Afghanistan. Most of the signs outside of businesses are in Dari, one of the main languages of Afghanistan. Restaurants advertise Afghan specialties. In a playground nearby, two women in headscarves watch over kids on a slide. They speak Dari too. Afghans have been coming to this Istanbul neighborhood for years. Some come to find work, others really see Turkey as a stop on their journey to Europe. But lately, there's been a rise in the number of Afghans who flee Afghanistan because of the threats from the Taliban. I got to speak with some of them on the rooftop of the building where they live.
Afghanistan.
25-year-old Jamil tells me he was a tailor back in Afghanistan. He learned the craft from his mom, also a tailor. Back in Afghanistan, Jamil and his family lived close to an area that was controlled by the Taliban. He says he started getting threats from the group when they found out that he makes clothes for women too. In conservative Islam, men and women who are not related are forbidden from coming into contact with each other. And the Taliban didn't like that Jamil welcomed women in his tailor shop to measure them for clothes. After getting death threats, Jamil decided it was time to leave. His journey to Turkey was a horrific ordeal, he says. He spent days on the road, walked for hours on end. For some parts of the trip, he says, he had to pay human smugglers. At one point, they loaded him into a truck packed with 28 other people, he says. Every time the truck made turns, Jamil says, his feet got crushed from the weight of the others. Some migrants fell out of the truck and they were left behind. After a while, he didn't feel the pain anymore. He was just numb. But when he made it to Turkey, he says, he was happy to be alive because he knows many others weren't so lucky. For Nusret Parsa, the journey to Turkey was a lot smoother. He got on a plane and left Afghanistan for good. But he says that doesn't take away from the pain and trauma of being forced out of your own country. I never wanted to leave, he says. The day I boarded a plane in Kabul to come here, I cried. Parsa is a journalist, and for most of his career, he reported on the war in Afghanistan. But he says Afghanistan is much more than just a war. For example, he wanted to break the taboo surrounding the LGBTQ community in his country. And that turned out to be costly. This is one of Parsa's TV reports. He tells the story of a lesbian woman who hides her identity from her family. She says she fears they will disown her. Not long after this report aired, Parsa started getting threats. Online, on WhatsApp, messages sent to his family. The threats felt even more real, because his colleagues were getting killed in targeted attacks. In the peace negotiations, he says, the U.S. gave a lot of concessions to the Taliban, the same people who killed my colleagues. Parsa was 12 years old when the U.S. invaded Afghanistan. He remembers hearing the sound of American jets and feeling elated. The Americans helped bring down an extremist group, he says. We were happy about that. But these days, that feeling is gone, and it's given way to worry and sorrow. Sorrow for not being able to return, he says, and worry about what the future holds. Both Jamil and Parsa say all they want is peace for Afghanistan. They say Americans do have a role to play in helping to find a political settlement. But at the same time, they say it's Afghans who have to unite. Parsa tells me he doesn't want to see a return to the 1990s when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan. That would be a tragedy, he says. Instead, I want to see a free Afghanistan, one where everyone can live with dignity and no one is forced to leave. For the world, Shirin Jafari, Istanbul, Turkey.